Welcome everyone to the Balthazar NFT Gaming Podcast. Today we have Long from Anomura here, who is launching a game. We have some NFTs coming up here, so I'm excited to learn more, Long. But before we do, can you just kick it off with who are you and what do you do with this team?
Sure. So I am the founder and the game director at Anomura. We are backed by a studio known as Virtually Human. We are also the creators of Zedrun and also Human Park. Some really big games that were really original coming out in 2018. So we've been in the space for a very long time.
Yeah. So you guys have had some big games before. You know, I especially recognize Zedrun. They've been with Balthazar for a while now as well. What's the idea behind this new game here or this new venture? What kind of sparked it? What's the storyline behind it?
Sure. So Virtually Human. Obviously, we did a lot with horse racing. Really brought to life the NFT through an interactive experience. We wanted to do stuff like that again, but this time we're really more focused on gameplay, in particular indie games. Anomura, you can see right away, is a pixel art game. So the first thing you think about is something back to like the 90s, 80s, old school nostalgic video games. That's the type of vibes we're trying to hit. We're trying to create a game that is very strategic, a lot of RPG elements, and just very kind of like a completing the suite of all types of entertainment at Virtually Human.
So what kind of player would you say would get excited by this game? Is there any other games maybe you could compare it to, or at least the genre, the style? Who should be the ones that are really excited about this?
Yeah, so I'm very excited as like an RPG player. Stuff like, if you've ever played games like Diablo, Final Fantasy, and then also like if you're an old school gamer playing stuff in like the Super Nintendo, so those are types of players that we really like cater towards as well. We've kind of been really modernized in a way. We've been looking at auto battlers. Anomura is kind of be a strategic auto battler. So what that means is like you're really like strategizing how you're playing the game. You take a lot of effort working with the community. You want to figure out what's the best builds. Also, you want to collect a lot of really cool equipment. That's gonna be one of the most fun things about this game is collecting equipment. We are utilizing NFTs to accumulate and collect. So you can have stuff like shiny new shells, which are kind of like armor. You can have new claws. They range from magic, rare to legendary. So if you are an RPG player, you know exactly what I mean by that.
Yeah, I mean, anytime someone mentions Diablo, I'm a sucker for Diablo or games that are like it. So that is always exciting to me and you know, piques my interest, and I'm sure it does for a lot of our listeners. And it sounds like you guys have this balance between, hey, we have some retro graphics, little pixel art, but we also have some modern, you know, gameplay style. Do you think you're going to be able to capture both audiences from young to old, or do you think it's going to appeal more to one than the other?
Yeah, it's a great question. We want to appeal to both sides. Definitely our imagery, our vibes are very kind of cartoony. We're using a lot of animals. When we play like old school games like Donkey Kong or Echo the Dolphin, you see these really cool pixel animals. Those are the types of graphics that we're utilizing. We also are really big into wildlife conservation. That's one of our big goals, is to use blockchain to incentivize charitable giving towards wildlife. We are partnered with Aerial, which is a carbon offsetting platform that has calculated and offset our entire mint. As well, we're also giving back additional carbon offsets, which contribute to planting mangrove trees in Indonesia, as well as planting, restoring kelp in Southern California. So we really just want to educate people from all ages on like what's going on with wildlife. There's so many really cool iconic animals you've seen from these old school games, but yet you don't know much about what's going on with the environment. So it's some really cool ideas we're also approaching with Anomura.
Yeah, thank you guys for doing that. I think that's really cool that you're, you know, using these games and this new technology for the good of the world, right? And I think that's one of the things that I'm starting to see a couple other projects do, but you know, in the news, the press, all the Web 2 gamers who are watching Web 3, they see them as scams, they see them as hurting the environment, they see them as rug pulls. Do you think things like this are going to change that narrative over time to say, hey, look at, we're actually doing good things with these NFT projects?
Yeah, so that's kind of one of the big goals. As I was like building up our team, it's kind of hard to find like pixel artists that believe in Web 3. I don't blame them, because there's been a lot of like rug pulls. There's been a lot of art being stolen. As well for games, the quality of games in Web 3 just haven't been that great. What I mean is that they're more like investment vehicles or transactional or or trying to make like a living off of it, the focus on being a true game and having a lot of fun has been kind of missed. So we've been trying to restore a lot of the imagery back to blockchain and Web3 games by doing stuff like contributing to the wildlife and as well being very strategic. We're very much like capturing all those vibes that we got in the mainstream game and putting them on blockchain. In fact, when you're playing Animura, when our game is out, it's going to be really close to something that you download from the App Store. You wouldn't know that it's blockchain powered. We're trying to make it very seamless so you can sign up with your regular Gmail account or your social login, play out the game, try it out, and then you're kind of be educated on how the blockchain dynamics work. We want to really educate people, especially in the mainstream audience, to understand blockchain and to see it as a technology that's being utilized instead of like something that's has no point.
Yeah, I always think it's funny when people are saying NFTs are a scam. And it's like, well, NFTs can be used to be a scam, but they're just technology, right? There's nothing inherent about NFTs being a scam. I mean, that's like saying, the internet is a scam or phones are a scam because, people use them to scam others. But if you can just make it so that people don't even recognize that, hey, this has blockchain NFTs, and then slowly introduce it over time, I think that can change that narrative. So I'm curious for you and the team, how do you educate them over time? I'm thinking I'm a new player to the game. I download it. I know nothing about crypto. Maybe I've seen Dogecoin or something silly, on the news. So what do you do to educate me? Do you just, slap it in the game itself with a video, or are there other ways that you've thought about bringing people into this blockchain space?
Yeah, so one of the things we're really focused on, we're also working with you guys, Balthazar, and trying to figure out ways we can integrate people without wallets. We also think that people are signing all these transactions that are happening in Web3 right now and not knowing exactly what they're doing. Users shouldn't have to just sign something that they have no idea what it is without proper explanation. So we'll try to abstract that as much as we can. We'll do all the public documentation that says like we're doing this way. You don't need to know that. We're building up a reputation. There's tons of people who are going to be playing and testing. We're backed by a very reputable company. It's been in the industry for a while. So those are types of things that will make us stand out. We also really interestingly are integrating blockchain into the lore of the game itself. One of the things that's really lacking in Web3 games is the lack of lore. There's no storytelling. So much of this game will be about the story, about the narrative. Our mint sequence, so you'll be able to mint on next week, or that's September 13th, depending on when this podcast comes out. We'll be telling the story of being born, and that's what minting is, coming out from the void. So we're tying a lot of these really cool like blockchain things into the story. And we also think that people just will understand blockchain a lot better through this as well.
Yeah, it's a creative approach rather than, hey, we're just going to bore you with, hey, you need to understand what does a blockchain even mean, or what's an NFT? There's so many explanation videos, but I like that you're going with the route. How can we make this fun and creative? Because that's ultimately what gamers want, right? Is something fun.
Yeah, definitely. We just want you to enjoy this game, and just like any other game, like just because blockchain's under the hood doesn't make it like any less fun than something that doesn't.
And then you guys also, I just saw, had a pretty exciting announcement with Atari. So you want to explain a little bit, what does that partnership look like? What does this mean for you and the game?
Yeah, so we're really excited to be partnering with Atari. We all grew up playing these really old school retro Atari games that we know like have just been made for the sake of having fun, not for the sake of like earning or monetary incentive. So that's why we thought they were a great partner. As well, like a lot of their artwork integrates really cool and really well into our pixel art. We have some featured parts of the Animura coming from IPs such as like Asteroids, Adventure, as well as Pong. We also want to do a lot of interoperability with Atari itself. What that means is like they're going to be building a lot of these really cool blockchain games featuring those IPs. We want to integrate them and reward people who own our NFTs with like, the ability to experience Atari IP games as well. As well, we're going to integrate some special quests and other ways that we can leverage the IPs within our game. So imagine just like playing through this level, and all of a sudden you have a bonus stage to play Asteroids. If you can score well, you can earn a new NFT that you can collect. So these are really cool things that have been really unexplored within Web3, and we want to explore them with a great partnership with Atari, first of all.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on Atari being in this space in the first place. What do you think they have to offer? Because I've heard from when they've announced things getting into Web3, some people are like, oh, that's amazing. This is really cool that they're going to this new technology. And others have just kind of looked at it and said, they're just trying to resurrect something from the dead for a cash grab. Like, what do you think Atari brings to this space?
I recently listened to an Atari podcast about the ET game. And then also, it was really interesting to showcase that Atari was one of the biggest companies of like all time in the 70s when they made the TV interactive by releasing their console. They also opened up their console to allow indie developers to create their own games and launch it and monetize within the Atari console. The same thing is kind of happening with Web3. That's why we think Atari exploring a space, doing what they once did in the 80s and 70s again, is a really exciting endeavor for them. Myself as a blockchain game developer, I'm seeing blockchain as a new opportunity to launch these new experiences that is a new platform that have yet to really reach its limits and potentials. Like for example, wildlife conservation, we're doing donations directly to charities. We can do this through Web3. We can do this through tracing those transactions. We couldn't do this in Web2. So it's just something very interesting and different. There's a lot of new ideas that we're also approaching, especially with NFTs, ownership, and collecting them. We think that's also a really cool thing. One last thing that we're also thinking about is establishing things like player profiles, your identity on the internet. We think stuff like ENS has been really great. There's more opportunities to have awards and badges, stuff that you can get from quests. And we want to do that in a decentralized manner. I think it's all very exciting.
Well, congrats to you and the team on that partnership, because it seems like a really big deal and it's cool that you guys have secured that and now announced that. I want to talk a little bit through this launch, though. You mentioned it before, but we haven't really dug into it at all. So what's this upcoming launch? What could players buy? What can they purchase? What are these NFTs going to be used for?
Yeah, so we have been really busy building for a long time now. Like I said, Virtually Humans, we've been around since 2018. Our game has been in production for more than almost a year now. So we'll be really excited when the game is finally released. Our NFTs have also been through the incubator for a very long time. They're very different from any other NFT. First off, you can combine equipments to these NFTs. So what that means is like every Animura has a bunch of body parts, claws, legs, shell, and a body type. They can also range from different rarities from rare, magic, legendary. And you can swap these parts out. So imagine like fighting a monster in a game, and then all of a sudden you have this very cool legendary genie's lamp shell that you can equip to your Animura now. When you do that, your NFT changes, and you see visually that you now have this genie lamp that's attached to you. I think that's really cool, very different. You're doing stuff like increasing the rarity of the NFT as you're collecting. As well, it's providing a lot of like collectors a new opportunity to explore gaming itself. I think a lot of the PFP collectors out there right now, they're flipping and such, but they're not really experiencing a game yet. We want to bring that audience as well into this because we know like right now, like a lot of people are just searching for Greatest Alpha and trying to buy the next like blue chip. But we're more about like, you know, trying to create those this fast gaming culture, building our community, making people really love collecting, establishing their identity in Web3.
That's a really cool concept that these NFTs can actually be added onto and change over time. And I think that's a really exciting thing to be able to see it actually progress rather than, hey, I bought this NFT once and it's been the same for, you know, the last 3 years. I think that's going to be really exciting. So how many NFTs are you guys offering right now? Do you have a price range for us yet?
Yeah, we're launching about 3,800. We're going to launch on September 13th. We also are minting for 0.075 price mint. There's like a lot of stuff going on with the market these days. So we'll be constantly valuing and talking to our community and what we feel like works best. We're very excited that, right now, like a few months ago, you have hit like crazy price points. At this time, like we think this is more like reasonable now. We believe that, you know, people who are playing video games, they're not going to want to buy $1,000 NFTs. It doesn't make any sense. You play a game for its enjoyment. You're playing, you know, $10 to $40 on like a game these days. We want to hit those price points that make mainstream gamers want to play as well.
Well, I really appreciate that. That's been something that I've been saying on my own personal channel for a year now. Is like, I just don't see people coming in that are from Web 2 and wanting to buy $1,000 or $10,000 NFT at some point, right? And instead, maybe we need to think about it more like, hey, as a gamer, maybe I have a typical gaming budget of $50 to $100 a month. And maybe it's a little bit more than that because I actually own the NFT, which is good. But getting a price point, do you feel like more gamers are actually going to respect this space and get into it at these lower prices rather than some of the ridiculous ones that we've seen in thousands or tens of thousands of dollars?
Yeah, I hope so. We also are thinking of other ideas for earning NFTs that aren't tradable. That kind of goes against how NFTs are viewed right now, because everyone is trying to like mint these things to sell them on OpenSea immediately. We want to create an experience where you're enjoying the collection of these, that you're going on these quests because you just made this achievement that's very valuable to you. That's why our game is also going to be free to play, meaning you don't need the NFT to play. You'll be offered like options to acquire NFTs along the way. And as from there, you can also enhance like what you're experiencing. You're buying into more of the game itself. You want to unlock more quests. You want to unlock more achievements. We believe that's kind of more a sustainable model. Instead of like, you know, something so coupled to a token price, you play because you want these token prices to go up and you speculate. We're not all about that. We're just creating this experience that anyone can come in at any time.
Yeah, I appreciate the heart and the value behind that. And especially being it free to play, like let's open this up to a wide audience that anyone can get into, no matter their situation, which is awesome. I appreciate that. Now on the flip side, sell me a little bit on the NFT though, because you guys are doing a launch. If it's free to play, why do I need to buy and mint into this NFT launch that's coming up?
Yeah, so like I said, like you're going to be able to unlock a lot more content with the NFT. We aren't like going to be like a pay to win type of game, but the NFT will allow you to have certain passive bonuses. We believe in a fair and cosmetic value level that you've seen from traditional free to play games. We want to open this collector's value from the NFT. You want to show off your NFT where it's like it's collected so many things. That's the way you want to purchase it. We'll also offer some really interesting kind of like a when I say this word guild, I don't mean like the P2E type of guilds. I mean like actual MMO guild. We're trying to create this type of like experience where you can work together with friends, join up on a team, perhaps share loot, work on a guild quest together, eventually have some guild versus guild action. So those are also types of things that we're working on as well.
So tell me a little bit more about the gaming experience itself. You've mentioned it's an RPG. It's going to have that pixel graphics. Is it going to be multiplayer? Is this going to be a story campaign? A bit of both? How is that going to work?
Yeah, so we've worked out 4 seasons of gameplay already for the storytelling experience. You'll be able to travel within the ocean realm. So that's going to be our first level. And it's going to be approximately about a month-long campaign. You go in every day, you try to get as far as you can. It's very strategic in that you want to fight as much as you can without dying, and you retreat for the day. If you die, you lose a lot of what you've earned. You're getting gold from this game. Gold is a kind of something you can only earn within the game. And then you can unlock talent trees and perks within the system. So that's kind of how it works from the early stages. We want to eventually open this up to create other modes. So definitely up there is going to be the teamwork and the PvP and the guild versus guild. We are also having a sort of like team building app as well, where you can join up with some friends and unlock some guild titles, kind of very nostalgic. There's also going to be an interesting way to expand the Mirror set. Obviously, when we're selling 3,800 NFTs, and we want to grow the audience, it's not going to be very feasible. So that's why we're thinking of doing stuff like with synthetic NFTs, where people are able to get into this game with like sort of like a lesser NFT, but allows them to get a complete experience as well. That's somehow untradeable, but lets you experience a full game. So these are really different and innovative blockchain mechanics that we're just exploring.
Yeah, sounds really interesting. And I think that's been one of the hard things for a lot of these NFT games to balance is, right, is, hey, we're selling initial NFTs, we're selling initial tokens so that you can get into this game early and support the fundraising of this project. Yet at the same time, later on the road, we need to release more or reward more so that we can bring newer players in. And then you have some of the older players saying, but now you're decreasing the value of our NFTs. So how does the team think about that balance of getting in new players while trying to maintain value for some of the older players that started in the game first?
Yeah, so we've looked a lot into other games, obviously like Axies and games like Crabata. Breeding is a very big thing. It was also big in Zed Run as well. So we were thinking of like something that's kind of different from breeding, but kind of resembles it. So as a way, you are able to get rewarded for being an early holder. You're able to get some earnings from recruiting other players. But again, we're trying to build this as a team play thing where you're recruiting people to your team. If you're a passive person that just has been collecting, there's other ways that you can just like receive some benefits for just passively, like, you know, just releasing these tokens that other people can join in with.
Well, lastly, I would love to hear a little bit more about the team. Who's working on this project? Are there any highlights of your guys' experience? Just, you know, this is your chance to sell me on the team and why we should be believing in you guys.
Sure. So for myself, I've been in Web3 for a few years, especially in the Web3 space. I joined Binance a few years ago as a developer advocate. This is kind of during the DeFi boom when everyone wanted to get listed on Binance. I figured it was a great way to make good connections, learn about some smart contracts, learn about how games are being built. So I spent a lot of my time just networking there, being kind of an advocate for Binance for people to learn about smart contracts. I've also worked with a talented team called Project Galaxy that's developed a lot of infrastructure. And I think they're creating identity as a service for blockchain games and other platforms right now. Our lead communications, her name is Laura. She has a background since 2017 in blockchain. She did her thesis at UN Peace University for blockchain sustainability. And it was a really interesting time to her because I met her through playing DDR back in college. And then I figured out she and I like were working in the same industry. So she was pretty easy to sell, especially when I'm building something really cool and directly in her passion. We have also Bernice, who's been really cool in learning about marketing in the Web3 sense. A big thing about our team is that we are actually minting so many of these games, so many of these PFP projects to learn more. You can see how influential it's been inside our Discord. You can see how active we are. As well, I haven't mentioned the last but not least, like we have Virtually Human, which has been around since 2018. I work personally hand-in-hand with the CEO, Chris Lorenz, Chris Ebling, and Rob Saha really closely. I've done a lot of strategy with Zedrun and Human Park and a lot of architecture and creating stuff like a Unreal Engine type of game for Human Park. So yeah, we're also staffed over 100 people internationally. So yeah, we've just been here for the long run.
Awesome. Well, I'd love to hear the experience behind the team and your project. Congrats on building this, and I'm excited for your guys' launch upcoming. Any place that you would point people to either learn about the launch or jump into the community, where would you point them to first?
Yeah, so definitely check out our Twitter and the Mirror Game. You can also sign up for something called the Challenger. I didn't get a chance to talk about it, but essentially it's a way to collect these points that you can use to get on the mint list. We're also going to have a lot of really interesting contests that we're going to facilitate there. It connects directly to our Discord as well. Our Discord is very active. We're doing contests every single day, interacting with the community. You can talk about your favorite nostalgic video game. Also, we're also a very diverse team. We come from all walks of life. We're also, all over the world. There's our designers in Italy, some of our teams in Australia. I'm in Toronto, Canada. So there's just a really great place for our diversity.
Awesome. Well, Long, thank you so much for taking the time today. We look forward for Balthazar working with you guys more and more. And congrats again to your guys' team, and good luck on the launch.
Thank you so much.